In today's podcast, a former deputy head of the National Development and Reform Commission has been sentenced to life in prison for taking over 35 million yuan in bribes between 2002 and 2012, according to a microblog post from a Langfang court in Hebei province. In handing down the ruling on December 10th, the Langfang Intermediate People's Court in Hebei province said that Liu was given a lenient sentence for confessing voluntarily in taking nearly 19 million yuan in bribes in four cases which police did not initially look into. The court said that Liu, 59, traded his influence in the approval of highly regulated industrial projects and licensing of lucrative car dealerships for personal gain on numerous occasions while serving in various government posts, including head of the NDRC's Department of Industry. Together with his son, he received a total of 35.6 million yuan from five companies, including Nanshan Group Company, based in Shandong Province, and Zhejiang Hengyi Group. The trial of Liu's son, Liu Decheng, is pending. The jurisdiction of Liu's case was set in Hebei's city of Langfang instead of Beijing in accordance with the Supreme People's Court ad hoc arrangement aimed at weeding out potential obstruction of justice. Liu was sacked from the director of the National Energy Administration in March 2013 and expelled from the party 5 months later. His investigation led an upheaval of top leadership at the administration from several officials later put under corruption probes. For Caixin Online, this is Diana Bates.